You know, right?
Now, bring your attention back to the residual anger that still remains within your body. Visualize it as a dark mist lodged within your stomach.
Punk culture has taught us that to be moderate and restrained is not always the correct choice. When your intuition is telling you that the time has come to leave behind your moderation, do it.
There are times when you've hope in abundance. You just roll up your sleeves and jump in. You can laugh at it all and carry on. Face up to the world with a grin. But sometimes a smile doesn't suit you, and you just want to scream and to shout, 'cause you spent too long keeping it bottled up. So here's how you let it all out. Sing an angry song, an angry song, 'cause everything's going so wrong, so wrong. I stick up two fingers and stuff a whole song. We're fiery and storming and bitter and sore. We're madder than hell and we're not gonna take any more. Some days your troubles just fade away when fortune remembers its lines. The sun's in the garden, the cat's on the chair, and everything's turning out fine. Then some public school voice on your TV with his sound bites and conjuring tricks says we're all in this together, and his smile makes you physically sick.
Waffling and blurbling and
sing an angry song, 'cause everything's going so wrong, so wrong. I stick up two fingers and stuff a whole song. We're fiery and storming and bitter and sore. We're madder than hell and we're not gonna take any more. Kids on the front street, flowers in bloom, your football team winning away. Fresh cup of tea and the radio, you and Lou Reed and a perfect day. And then there's the news on the hour every hour to crumple the mood that you're in. But anger can motivate action, and here's where the action begins.
Unflinching, unswerving, fierce intellectual determination to define the real truth of our lives and our societies is a crucial obligation which devolves upon us all. It is, in fact, mandatory.
Sing an angry song, 'cause everything's going so wrong, so wrong. I stick up two fingers and stuff a whole song. We're fiery and storming and bitter and sore. We're madder than hell and we're not gonna take any more.
Bum 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 b You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Good morning. It's 10 a.m., and that can only mean one thing, that this is Herd Mentality. So today is a special profile episode, so what we're going to be doing is looking at the life and career of one Mr. Tom Dowd. So no guest in the studio today, but a special, special show. For those of you who don't know, Tom Dowd was a hugely influential producer in the American, you know, popular music scene from basically 1955 to around 2000. He died around 2000, but was very active up until then and worked on so many different artists, mainly with the Atlantic label, over the years. And so the scope of his work is just incredible. So we're just going to dive right in. We're going to start from the top, start around 1957, around the end of the 50s here, and we're going to make it all the way out to, we'll cover into the 70s, late 70s, early 80s. It's kind of the meat of his career. So yeah, Tom Dowd, for those of you who don't know, he's a producer out of New York, was born right before, grew up around World War II, so he was actually a student during World War II at Columbia University working on the physics of that would go into making, some of the first nuclear bombs. So the guy had a hand in everything, an innovator, an inventor, one of the first people to look at 8-track recording. He got the second 8-track ever to be made. He got Atlantic to buy it and put it in their studio. So he was working on 8-track before almost anybody else was, except for Les Paul. So super cool guy, and let's just listen to what he could do, I guess, is the only way to express it. yeah, so we're going to talk about just the scope of his work, and I'm going to dive right in here on a very, very early track of his.
Just like
And there you have the wonderful stylings of Mr. Ray Charles and Milt Jackson on the vibraphone there. Interestingly enough, so Tom Dowd actually worked with Ray Charles a lot during the 50s. That album came out in 1958, but he didn't really work on a lot of his full band recordings. He worked on these interesting instrumental recordings that he did. So these albums, Soul Brothers and Soul Meeting, Tom Dowd worked on both. So that was, yeah, that was an interesting take on Hallelujah, I Love Her So, except having Milt Jackson play on the vibraphone, the melody there. So just a very interesting way. Ray Charles, always the innovator, to take, you know, take the gospel and make it his own, classic gospel tunes, and, you know, the classic adage to put the devil's lyrics to them. But hey, he pulled it off, and he did it wonderfully. Before that, we were listening to The Drifters with their single Fools Fall in Love from 1957. Both of these, Tommy Dowd recorded on the Atlantic label back. So in the 50s, this is when, unfortunately, a lot of record labels were having black artists come into the studio and record these wonderful hits. And then in order to sell them to a white audience, they had them basically repackaged. So they'd re-record these songs with white artists. And Tom Dowd, along with a couple other producers at Atlantic, were really influentially coming up with what R&B was, because R&B didn't exist back then. And basically R&B was meant to come up with this niche so that it could, you know, these black artists could own their music and be like, okay, this is our identity, this is our sound, let us be the face of it. So, you know, a very important part of musical history that Tom Dowd had some influence over. So, moving along to, we'll just go in. So Tom Dowd kind of worked in several different genres over his career, which is kind of what was very unique about him. So we've heard kind of the R&B and some of the soul. So now we're going to flip into some of the jazz that he was working on at Atlantic during that time. And you can just kind of hear how he had, you know, many hats, but was able to work as either engineer or producer on all these tracks that I'm playing today. So here we go. We'll just keep going on through the life and work of Tom Dowd.
Thank you. When the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof. On a blanket with my baby's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking about.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be making love.
Under the boardwalk,
boardwalk. From the park you hear the happy sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah. On a blanket with my baby.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking about.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be making love.
Under the boardwalk, boardwalk.
With my baby, that's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking about.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be falling in love.
Under the boardwalk, boardwalk.
And there you have the sounds of the Drifters once again, but that track from 1960, Under the Boardwalk, such a classic hit. So clearly Tom and Dad worked with the Drifters for the better part of a decade on that Atlantic label. Developing a very good relationship there between them as, you know, engineer and producer on a lot of their stuff. So, next I want to go into an interesting part. Before that was John Coltrane with his lovely soprano saxophone on My Favorite Things, Part 1. John Coltrane, of course, the jazz legend. So, yeah, Tom Dowd, very much in and out of the pop jazz sphere for the 50s and early 60s, and then... as the 60s come around, we start to see the development of harder rock and soul, and that's kind of where we're going to take the next part of the show here. So I'm going to play two songs of the same name, but a very different perspective, and hopefully you'll figure out quickly what they are. But basically, Tom Dowd recorded both of these, the first one from a male perspective and the second one from a female perspective, and I think seeing the differences there and the differences over the few years they were recorded apart are interesting to look at. So without further ado, we'll just keep going through the music here on Herd Mentality.
While I'm gone, but all I'm asking
there, of course, Ms. Aretha Franklin, with her wonderful rebuttal of respect to Otis Redding's version of Respect. So Otis Redding came out with that song in 1966, and then Aretha came back in 1967 to say Counterpoint and Counterpoint Taken, as they were, I think they were both certainly hits, but hers far, far more so, and still holds up today. So Otis Redding was down in the Stax Studios. So Stax Studios was kind of this southern hub of black artists, a place they could record, but they didn't really have the studios that could really produce the high quality music that Tom Dowd is producing in New York. So Atlantic Records actually sent him down to Stax Studio in Memphis, and that's when he started working with folks like Otis Redding, and was able to give these guys more exposure, like the exposure they deserved for these amazing hits they were coming up with. And then yes, Aretha Franklin, they got together down at Muscle Shoals down in Alabama, that wonderful studio there at Fame Studios, in 1967, and I think it was just serendipity that she wanted to cover this Otis Redding song, and he says, "Oh, great, I recorded that last year. Let's do it. Let's make it different." Just many different places. So now we'll get into some of the rock that Tom Dowd influenced and had a chance to work on. And so I think it's an interesting shift in his career to go from kind of the pop classics that he was working on and the R&B and the soul, to more this straight up rock and roll. But we'll see that, he found a way to make it work, and he certainly knew what he was doing. Yeah, so you're still listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. I'm Thomas Keller, and this is still Herd Mentality. It's 29 minutes after 10 a.m.
Soon be with you, my love. Give you my dog's up.
there you have Cream with Sunshine of Your Love. So there's actually a very interesting documentary. If you want to learn more about kind of the influence of Tom Dowd as an engineer and producer, and kind of some of the anecdotes between him and artists, because him and he and Eric Clapton have had a long relationship over the years of, you know, working on different tracks. So on this track, Sunshine of Your Love, there's one anecdote in this documentary which I can plug for you now. It's Tom Dowd and the Language of Music. Just Google Tom Dowd documentary and you can find it. Where they were talking about how, so this song, Sunshine of Your Love, it wasn't really gelling when they were playing it kind of in the straight 1/3 backbeat kind of thing of rock at the time, you know. So then, so Tom Dowd recommended, hey, what if you put the what if you put a beat on one? You have the beat stand one, so the bump 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 bump, which, you know, he had picked up watching like Western movies, you know, because of the tropes around Native American music. So they tried it, and so they had the drummer just, you know, stay on one, dun, 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 and hey, it stuck, and it was a hit. So you know, I'm sure Eric Clapton from that point was like, hey, maybe this guy knows a thing or two. And that's part of the rapport between an engineer and a musician, is kind of, you know, the give and take. What do you know? What do I know? How do I sustain my ego as an artist? It's all there. So before I go on in the show, I just want to quickly plug with a little PSA. Again, the Tufts Granoff Music Center 2017 Fall Sunday Concert Series, because these have been so cool and they've been doing a lot of really good stuff. So for those of you who haven't heard yet, here at Tufts, you know, in our, I guess it's in Medford technically, the line goes right through our campus. So at our big music center, we have these free shows on Sundays at 3 p.m. open to everyone, all ages, all musical inclinations. In our Disler Performance Hall, which is our big music center with the glass front. It's all curvy and impressive looking. And so this week, on November 12th, so that's this coming Sunday, it will be A Journey of the Middle East Through Saxophone, which is kind of, the idea of it is, so they have, it's trying to represent Armenian, Turkish, Arabic, Greek, and Macedonian music, specifically featuring the saxophone as kind of the influence to be the voice of this. So we have artists Mal Barsamian, Harry Bendrosian, Charles Demengian, and Fabio Pirozola. All those guys are not playing saxophone. That's two saxophonists with a backing group of keyboard and drums and other instruments. So if you're interested in hearing more about, you know, Middle Eastern music and maybe the history of Middle Eastern music, please come by at 3 p.m. on Sunday 12th to Tufts Music Center, Disler Performance Hall. It's a gorgeous space. It's worth just coming and checking it out, because it's a really good place to listen to music, for one. But I'm sure these folks are super talented and really know their stuff. So do come by and check it out. That's just a little PSA from your friends over here at WMFO. So we're getting through the show here. And one of the interesting things Tom Dowd did is he kind of helped bring the Allman Brothers together with Clapton. And so you might hear, so Derek of the Dominoes was with, I forget which brother. We'll say it was Greg. It's probably Greg Allman. don't quote me, please. It's early. Yeah, joined in for Derek and the Dominoes with Eric Clapton. That was the other project he had besides Cream. So the Allman Brothers, Tom Dowd, recorded several other of their albums. You can see that kind of Tom Dowd's getting into the meat and potatoes of 70s rock here as we move on in. So we'll just check out what he was doing.
Yeah. like I'm dying.
There we have the Allman Brothers Band with Whipping Post. I apologize for my earlier comment. It was Dwayne Allman, not Greg. Dwayne, the amazing guitarist, most notable for his slide work, which you surely heard there on that track. So Dwayne actually worked down at Muscle Shoals. So, you know, he bumped into the likes of, you know, Aretha Franklin and Otis Redding that we were listening to earlier, and a lot of other, you know, really important artists on his way up to becoming one of the greats in American rock and roll. And it wasn't, but then come around 1970, that's when he got Eric Clapton picked him up because he heard him play on a track. Oh, it was a cover of Hey Jude by, yikes, it's escaping me. Clapton was so impressed. He was like, I need to see this guy. So Tom Dowd helped him set that up. They went to a show together. Eric Clapton and Tom Dowd went to a show to see the Allman Brothers, and from there it was a match made, not in heaven, but, you know, in rock and roll heaven, and the rest is history. So they got together and they made, oh, a little track you might have heard of. Yeah, well, you know, we'll just let the we'll let the track speak for itself. So yeah, listen to Dwayne and Eric kind of, you know, go between and have a nice little musical dialogue here.
You do when you get haunted? The devil is waiting.
just amazing stuff there. You have Dwayne Allman just way up, crazy high on the neck, playing those wonderful high notes, and Eric just coming in with the melody right below. It was, you know, serendipity. Nothing else you can say. So we're rounding out to the end of the show here, and I just have to play a quick PSA so that, you know, we can get the word out about how you, if you enjoy listening to the show, can help support WMFO. So yeah, check it out.
Here at WMFO, we like to ask the important questions, such as, why Freeform? Well, it's been our tradition now for 45 years, and none of us here want to see that change anytime soon. Do you? If not, we need your help to keep WMFO Freeform by contributing to our annual donations drive. Anytime before April 13th, go over to donate.wmfo.org to support us in reaching our $5,000 goal. You will even receive a unique thank you gift. To see more about what our DJs have to say about keeping WMFO Freeform, visit facebook.com/WMFO Medford. That's facebook.com/WMFO Medford.
So yeah, please help, you know, support the content, because everybody here is a volunteer, and I think we do a pretty good job coming in, day and out, providing high-quality content where we can. Yeah, so today we're still talking about Tom Dowd here on Unheard Mentality, and we're nearing the end of the show. Sheesh. I want to end on a good note, though. So we've kind of looked at the better part of 20 years of his career, so Layla came out, yikes, that was, I'll just talk more about it. So Tom Dowd, he worked in so many different parts of the music spectrum. So there's a song I can't play today, but he worked with Willie Nelson, he worked with the great Rod Stewart, on a lot of these 70s rock hits that, you know, just hold up so well. And it's amazing when you think about how these were recorded, you know, this is all largely analog. The first all-digital album didn't come out until, I think, 1979. So this is right in the heart of analog territory, analog tape, you know, getting all the musicians together, doing it as best you can, and then, you know, you can do overdubs, but hey, you only have so many shots. So it's a very different mentality and a very different standard of perfection to get these hits right. Yeah, I'm just looking through a list. If you look up the Acoustic Engineering Society has a great website where they have his full discography. So he worked with the likes of Kenny Loggins, Chicago, Diana Ross, Lynyrd Skynyrd, yikes, Meatloaf, Eddie Money, just all these names. You look through and it's hard to believe. But yeah, so it's just such a vast collection of work that he touched on. And, you know, it's a very different skill being an engineer or producer on a track, but it still helps deliver the final product that you hear at the end of the day and makes it accessible and makes it so that you want to keep listening time and time again. So we're going to listen on a very old track, but a very good track from his early career. And I think that's what I'll play you out on. So thank you so much for listening to Herd Mentality here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Thomas Keller. Thank you so much for listening. I'll be back next week. Actually, I won't be back next week. Well, I might. Sorry. Holiday, yikes, I don't even know what day it is. I'll probably be back next week. Please tune in. And if I'm not, somebody who is equally talented will cover my spot and bring you amazing music. But it'll still probably be me. All right, here we go. One last song before I go. Enjoy the rest of your week.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me, stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble to the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand by me.
Both my savior and my sin, oh, my savior and my sin.